Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av shechal lius b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Shabbos, ma'aftirim le'avnu aftirim at Shabbos. Choshechem u'moyedechem sona nafshi. Ho yolal l'teruch. That's the Pashu read. The Pashu Nisha. Yo, about the bad times for Klal Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh Av. My hevel al teruch. What does it mean? It was a bother for me. In Zomar Kodesh Baruch Hu, loydayin lehem liYisrael. It wasn't it enough that Klai Yisrael shechaitin lefonai? They did have errors in front of me. Ela shematzrichin oisi leida ezug zera kosha avyalehim. That they made me also bother myself to find what type of a bad gzera, bad degree I should put upon Klai Yisrael. That's also what happened. Klai Yisrael made Hashem do. So that's this new kriya they read on Rosh Chodesh Av. Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos says, Rosh Chodesh Av shechalis b'shalos aftirim b'choshechem ordechem, son of Nafshi. Tosfos says, v'yeinu anu voisin kein, but the Maaseh, we don't do like this. Ela maftir b'miyohu, shimu dvar Hashem, uv'shabash lefnei tisha b'av chazon nishayohu. That's what we do. V'yatam, l'fishonu loigim apia psikto, loima gimel b'pronius, koidim tisha b'av. We're knowing three haftiris about the Peronius before Tisha B'Av. V'yeluhen, divrei yimiyo, shimu dvar Hashem, chazoin yishayo, obosa Tisha B'Av, shev de nechemta. And after Tisha B'Av, then we read seven afteris about Nechama, that will be good for Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So chitza, yeah, v'tate b'chiyuva v'yeluhen, anachmu nachmu, v'atay metzir, ania sayor levada. Yeah, that's the way we do it. Chitza, not like the Gemara says over here. Fighter, the Tisha B'Av Gufa, my Maftarinan, on Tisha B'Av itself, what's the Aftari you say on Tisha B'Av? Omarav, Rabba says, Echo Hoysel Azoina. We read a Pagas, Pitlin Yishayo, Echo Hoysel Azoina. Mikromai, good, that's the Aftari, but what's the Kriya, what Parsha do we read on Tisha B'Av? Tanya Cheremoimrim, Vimloisishmali. We read the Parsha, Vikrachavov, Vimloisishmali. Rabbi Nosim, Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Adonu, Yinatsunu, Yom Azir. How much will this, make me angry? Trashi, Tavaya, B'Meraglim. Both these Pashas are talking about the Pashas of Meraglim. Ve'imchosru, B'Tishabov. And they returned on Tishabov. Can I mean the Masechta Tainas like we had before? That was the night they cried. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said, now you're crying, Yabchia Shachinam. I'll make you cry, Yabchia Shel something. The Machmas that, the Meraglim, Atishabov, that they started not to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem was going to Tishrov to be the Churban of the Bayis. The Yeshurim, some say, Ad Moser Leidu Aru Hazois. They both these Pashas are talking about by the Meraglim. Omer Abayi says, Idno, what do we do today? Noga Amal Mikri Kiselet Bonim. The Kriya we read is in the Devarim, Dalar Kiselet Bonim. Oma Aftirin Osof Asifos. Asifom. That's the story we say on Tishrov. On the week of the Mamodois, then you read the Parseder in Bereshis up until the end of Ayichulu. Minar Nemili, how do we know this? Rashi says, Ma inyan Bereshis ate the Mamodois. What does the Mamodois have to do with the Parsha Bereshis? And Mamodois Parsha was saying, now that's when Klai Yisrael brings the Kabonis of the Korban Atomid, so they have to have a Shliach of a Yisrael there, Bishas, to bring the Korban. That's the Mamodois. The Klai Yisrael is there also, b'shas to bring the Kabonis. And we have three different types of Mamodis. One is the Shliach that's there, b'shas to bring the Korban Atomid. Then there are other ones that gather together in Yishlaim and Davin, that Hashem should be Mekabel, the Kabonis. And the third one, in every city they get together and make a Tainis, they fast for the Sochi Rabbim. So now, Mino Animili, that Mamodis was have to do with Maisa Bereshis, Omri Abami, Il Mole Mamodis, if not for the Mamodis, means for the Kabonis, is Lo Nizkayim Shemayim Voritz. The world will not be in existence if not for the union of the Karbonis. Shenem and Apostle says, "Am Leiberisi Yom Valaylif." Not that I created day and night. Chulka Shemayim Voritz Lestamti. There wouldn't have been a Shemayim Voritz either. So, Shalom, what does Risi Yom Valaylif mean? What is the bris of Yom Valaylif? The Gemara dashes for a few things. One Gemara dashes is going on Torah that the Gisa of Yom Valaylif means Torah. Veschus HaTorah is a Shemayim Voritz. Other Gemara says it goes on Bris Milah, and now it goes on the meaning of Karbonis. Uksir the Pasuk says, V'yemer Hashem Elokim, Ba'me'eda ki Yerushenu, that Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, how am I going to know that Klal Yisrael would yash in Eretz Yisrael? Is Omar Avraham Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avraham Avinu spoke to Hashem like this. Ribbono shel Olam, Shemo chas v'sholom Yisrael choytem lefonecho, v'yata ois olehem kedor ha-mabul, or kedor ha-flogah. Like true Hashem is telling Avram, your children will go into Eretz Yisrael. But Avram was afraid, the goods will go in there. But maybe they'll do an Aveira there, and they'll get thrown out, they'll get destroyed. Just like the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor HaMabul, or Dor HaFloga got destroyed. Is Omelah, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lav, no, they won't be destroyed. Omelah for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Ma Eida, how am I going to know that they won't be destroyed? Like an Atzadeh Du Chatoyim, what's the Yetzah, Zadrashi, Ma Toimali, Lelamdom Dovah, Shizchapu Boyav Nesayim, that teach me something that I should tell Klai Yisrael, that if you do Averis, do this and you'll have a kapara, you'll be forgiven. What's the Indian? What's the kapara? Is Omela Kodesh Baruch Hu told Dr. Avraham Avinu, Kholi Egla Mishaleshes. Take me like this Egla Mishaleshes, the third eagle. In other words, Kleima Zatrashi, a Kabonis, Yechapra Leim. Bring Kabonis, and the Kabonis, that's going to be the kapara. Veschus HaKabonis, you'll have a kapara. Is Omar Lafonov. So Avram still spoke back to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Teinach Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim. That's very good, Bizman, there's a Beis Hamikdash. So you can bring Kabonis. Of a Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Matelayim. After the Churban Abayis, they can't bring Kabonis. So they do Chatoyim, then they'll be destroyed. How are they going to have a Kapori after the Beis Hamikdash? Is Omar Loy Hashem said back, Omar Loy, Kfati Kanti Lehem, say the Kabonis. Not only is there a Maisa Karbonis, but there's a Tefillah of Karbonis. That Kol Zeman Shekoren Ben, Kol Zeman you read the Parshis of Karbonis, is Malani Aleyem, Kilo Makriven Lefornai Korven. When you read the Parshis of Karbonis, it's considered as if your mamish brought the Karbonis, O Moichlani Akol Avonisayim. And I'll be Moichl them on all their Averis. So that's the eight of the eight Rid, as you say, Kapash of Karbonis, and that will be Moichl them. So Melir also the Mamodis, that's the Indian of bringing the Kabonis. That when they brought the Korban HaTamid every single day, we had a Shliach from Yisrael to stand there. So that's Mamish Maim, but that keeps the world in existence. It's because of the Pashas of the Kabonis, that's the Kapara for Klai Yisrael that was still in existence. So that's why the Mamodis, or by Mamodis means a Maimud that keeps the world in existence, we read the Pasha Gracious. I mean, it has to do with Mamodis. But Mamodis means they stand by the Kabonis. But it's because of the Schus of the Kabonis that there's a Maisa Bracious, the world is still in existence. Right, the Batainis, on Tainis we read, Brochois or Klolois, we read the Broch and the Klolois in Vayikra, V'yein Mavsika Meklolois. And when you give an Aliyah to the Klola, you don't divide it up. One Aliyah reads the whole, all the Klolois. Moses says, Menuhan Emili, how do we know this? You're not supposed to be Mavsik in between the Rashi, V'yein Mavsika Meklolois. You can't give like two Aliyahs through the Klolois. Omer Rab Chia Bar Gamda, Omer Rab Asi. The Yom HaKor HaPosik says, Moisir Hashem B'nei Al, Moisir Hashem B'nei Al Timus. Hey, the Musav Hashem, my child, Al Timus, don't make it Mies. Shrashi V'Hefzik Ben, Mar Atzma Shekoshel Alikrois. And if you give a Hefzik, if you give two Aliyahs, join the Klolos, it looks like you can't take the Klolos. Now Hashem says, don't be Mois, don't look like you can't take the Klolos. Masechta Sofrim Yalef Lo Misayf of the Kruah V'yatikas for the Chosay. Alright. Yeah. Resh Lakish Am Resh Lakish says another reason. The reason why we're not Mastik, we don't give two Aliyahs join the Klolos, Lefi Shein Oimrim Brocha Lapronius. Because we're not allowed to say, you shouldn't say a Brocha reading the Pashas of the Klolos. So therefore, if you'll stop in between, the new Aliyah is going to have to say a Brocha. It's not right to say a Brocha on the Klolos. For the Gemara, good, but even if you give one Aliyah, but the first Aliyah also has to make a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. So Gemara says, Alehecha Yavin, what should he do? Tone is like this. Kishu maschil maschil b'posach shalachleim. When you get your Aliyah, you should always start a posach of you before the Klolis. Kishu mesayim, when you end, mesayim b'posach shalachleim. Always make sure to read at least another posach. So therefore, the bracha you're making is not on the klala, but on the bracha before, and on the pasuk before, and on the pasuk afterwards. Omer Rabbaye l'shonuvela b'klala shebateros kanim. What can't we divide up into only the klala and teros kanim by yikra? Avo klala shebe mishne tera, the klala that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and mishne tera pasuk. That you could divide up. That you're allowed to divide up into two. My time, what's the difference? Halala b'loshin rabim omris. The first one was said by Lashon Rabbim. And Moshe said over for the name of Hashem, those are more stronger. The Alol, the second one, Lashon Yechid Yochid Amurus, was said Lashon Yochid. Moshe said it by himself. So Rashi is like this. Moshe Mepiagvur Amron, Venasa Shliach, Loima, Kach Omle Kodesh Bochu, Shri Amurum Lashon, Vino Asati Fafkarati Vishalachti, Mishiacholos Biodalasois, Abu Vemish Datsun Teres Kanim. But the second clause, the Mishnah Torah, Ksiv, Yakacho Hashem, Yadvik Hashem, Mecho, Moshe Amor Mielov. Moshe said it by himself. So therefore, those are not so strong. Therefore, the second ones, Moshe Rabbeinu said it, there we could divide it into. Levi Barbuti Hevi Kori, he was reading, he was about Kori, he was reading the clothes. But Komegam Gen Kame, the Rav Huna Biarura. And, Rav Huna made a mistake when he was also reading the Pasha of the Klolus. When he got to the word Baruch Rashi, the Mishnah Torah, when he was saying the Klolus, and Mishnah Torah, he made a mistake. It was hard for him to continue reading. His Omelus, he told him, Achanashecha, if you want to, you can stop now, and let somebody else let go, but make a break right now. Because, when do we say you can't stop? That's only in the first Klolus in Teres Kanim. Avo Sheba Mishnah Torah, Paisik. But in the second clawless in Mishnah Torah that Moshe said by himself, if you want to, you could stop. So you could take a stop now and prepare yourself better. Tanya B'Shem Ben Elazaroyme. Ezra Tikkun Lam Yisrael Shiyokurim Clawless Shem Teres Kanim. Ezra was the Masak and the Klayasol should read the Clawless Shem Teres Kanim. Koydim Atzeres. Before Shavuos. B'Shem Mishnah Torah Koydim Rosh Hashanah. That's when you should read these clawless, like we do it. My time, what's the reason? That the year should end off, end the klolos, like it's being end to the klolos also. So this Mishnah Torah is good. We read it by Rosh Hashanah at the end of the year, right before Rosh Hashanah, it's good what's at the end of the year. Elishab Ateras Kanim, Otu Ateras Rosh Hashanah, is Ateras Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, it's not the end of the year. Gemara in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan Uvi Atzeres Al Peiros Ilan, it's the Rosh Hashanah for the Peiros Ilan, so it's also considered like an end. Therefore, we should read the Klolos by Atzeres. Yeah. All right, turn over. All right, turn over. Yatanya, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Weimer. If an older person would tell you it's a sor, break something down. The yelodim b'no, and a young child would tell you to build something up. There is opposite advice. An older person tells you it's no good, and the young child said it's good. It's a sor, avad, listen to the older person and break it down. The yaltiv, don't build up. Because you listen to the older people that tell you to break something, that's the binyan, that's the way you build up. Sometimes when young children tell you to build up, stira, that's the way you break things down. The similar dava, Rechavim ben Shlomoy, that he didn't take the advice of the Zakenim, rather he took the advice of the younger people and he got killed because of that. Didn't come out good. Tana Rabbonin, Mokam Shemasikin b'Shabbos, Shachris, when we lay in the Torah on Shabbos, like this Shabbos Pashas Vayetzei, Spare Shabbos, is Shom Kerem b'Mincha. By Mincha Shabbos, the same thing you read again, Pashas Vayetzei. Shom Kerem b'Mincha. B'Mincha Shom Kerem b'Sheni. Don't forget. In the Mokom Shemasik, the place where you stop, right, Shabbos, Shachris, at the end of Pashas Vayetzei, Shom Kerem b'Mincha. You start Pashas Vayishlach, up until Sheni. Now, b'Mincha, we ended Shabbos, this past Shabbos, let's say, by Yishlach up to Mincha, is Shom Kerem B'Sheni. This man Yomit says, on tomorrow, on Monday, you will not start over again for the beginning of a Yishlach, but rather you start from Sheni to Shlishi. B'Sheni, Shom Kerem B'Chamishi. The place you ended off tomorrow, which will be Shlishi, that's what on Chamishi you read from Shlishi to Revi. The Chamishi, that's we ended off on Thursday, which will be by Revi, is Shom Kerem L'Shabbos Shabbo. That's where you start reading by Shabbos Shabbo. Because according to this man, the Yom, we don't read anything over twice. Well, we read by Shabbos Mincha until Sheni. We read by Monday until Shlishi. We read by Thursday until Revi. And Shabbos, you just read from Revi until the end. Divi Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir Shita, not like we do. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Mokem Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris. That's like this past Shabbos, we read the whole Pashas Vayetzei. Is Shom Kerem B'Mincha. When it comes Shabbos Mincha, you start Pashas Vayishlach. Uva Sheni, Uva Chamishi. The same thing. On Monday again over, you start again from the beginning of Vayishlach. Uva Chamishi, also you start over again where you ended off Shabbos in the morning. Again, all these three, like we do, Shabbos, Mincha, Monday and Thursday, we read the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach up until Sheni. Well, the Shabbos Abba, the same thing, when it comes next Shabbos, again, we start over again from the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. So the Kitza, this up until Vayishlach, till Sheni, we read four times then. Mincha, Sheni, Chamish, and Shabbos Abba. Omer Rabbi Zeira Halach, what's the Halacha? Like this last Monday Yama, that Nokum Shemasikim B'Shabbos Shachris, when we finished off Pashas Vayetze, the last Shabbos is Shom Kerem B'Mincha. When it comes Shabbos Mincha, you start where you ended off, the beginning of Vayishlach. Uvesheni Uvechamishi. Uve Shabbos Abba, the same thing on Sheni and Chamishi and the next Shabbos, you start over again always from the beginning of Pashas Vayishlach. For the Gemara of Sov, V'Leima Halacha Grab Yehuda, let him say out clearly, Halacha Grab Yehuda, was he have to say Stam Deshita, let him say the Man Diyama directly, let him say Halacha